You're tuned in to the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Whether you're here to discover fresh insights or simply be entertained, we've got you covered. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Active Action Podcast, another episode. I'm back with you, Dr. Nazif. And today I have my guest with me who is very, very special. So I'll just add him to the episode right now. Good morning. Good morning. A very good morning to Clifton Pope. Hi, Clifton. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great, Dr. Nazif. I am truly grateful on this soulful Saturday, and I'm looking forward to just delivering a powerful message that will touch the souls of many people who are listening to this particular episode of the Active Action Podcast. Thank you for allowing me to be on your platform today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Clifton. So just a very, very brief introduction to you, audience, who Clifton is, and maybe Clifton can highlight those himself later as we go to the podcast. But Clifton Pope is a personal trainer, an entrepreneur, an author, a speaker, and he is also the founder and CEO of the Health Fitness Wealth Business podcast. And as we say, like, today's episode, we will be talking about how to go through what you go through to be the best version of yourself by staying committed, consistent, and following through with a sense of urgency. So without further ado, let's get into the episode right now. So Clifton, I wanted to begin by asking you, so what actually motivated you to be in the field that you are in right now?
That's a great question. And I want to kind of take it back to kind of how it all started. It's just growing up, I was born and raised, of course, in Corpus Christi, Texas, which is my hometown. And I was always, you know, a very active kid, despite the fact that whenever I was like 2 years old, I had to overcome like a severe heart procedure to where it was like an irregular heart condition to where it ran within my dad's side of the family. And through the grace of God, I was able to overcome that. And from there, it kind of started to where from there, one battle was won, then came another battle, because most people don't know this about me. I grew up as an asthmatic child, you know, the whole nine yards, going to sleep with breathing treatments at night just to maintain my breathing and to overcome the wheezing and everything, to having multiple inhalers. I give all the credit to the world to, of course, my mom and my dad, of course, honor thy mother and father, like they say in the Ten Commandments, without question. And my mom being a nurse, always making sure that I was as healthy as I can be. My dad being a teacher and a coach, introducing me to so many different sports since he was an athlete himself, you know, back when he was growing up. Of course, he played football and basketball, actually went to the University of Houston to play football there on a four-year scholarship. So he has the athlete in him without question. And from there, he kind of passed it on to me. And I was very involved in sports as a kid, like played a little bit of football, mostly basketball, experimented with baseball. I experimented with a little bit of martial arts growing up as a child in the teenage years, finished with a second degree black belt within that, taught me some footwork along the way and for basketball purposes. And it taught me self-discipline and at the same time, the ability to, of course, defend yourself if you have to. So fast forward, going into high school, playing basketball, played basketball for 4 years. I was a three-year letterman at the high school that I went to, which was Foy H. Moody High School, located here in Corpus Christi, Texas. And then from there, graduated from Moody High School in 2010. And then 2011 to about 2014 is where the journey kind of got a little bit interesting for me. Because, you know, whenever you get out of high school, you're trying to figure out what's next step? Am I going to go automatically into the workforce? Am I going to go into college? So I decided to go to a community college here in Corpus Christi, Texas, called Del Mar College, just to try to figure out what I wanted to do with myself and everything. So I figured, since I was so heavily influenced at the time by my mom and my dad with their careers, I figured which one would be best for me if I chose one of their career paths. I tried going into the nursing field. I've realized at the time that I wasn't like mentally and emotionally and spiritually focused and motivated to want to do my mom's path as a nurse. And at the same time, that also applied with my dad going the kinesiology route with being a teacher, coach, all of those things. And to be honest, Dr. Nassif, it was on me at the time. I was hanging out with people I shouldn't have been hanging out with. I was partying more than I should have, not taking life seriously, you know, going through those phases of being, you know, young, dumb, stupid, thought I knew it all and I thought I knew better, but realistically I didn't. I was just trying to figure out life as it went. And then came 2014. That was where I was like, you know what? None of those majors and none of those paths were working out. So I basically, I guess you could say, I pulled a Kanye West and pulled a college dropout. And then from there, I just decided to go right into the workforce, you know, just working job to job, just trying to figure out my way through life. I worked at a couple call centers. I worked at moving companies, you know, trying to figure out my lane and my path. And then I'll never forget the conversation that I had sitting down with my mom around 2015, like late 2015, early 2016 range. She suggested that I go to a vocational trade school here in Corpus Christi, Texas, called Southern Career Institutes. And that's where kind of introduced me to conventional medicine. And I was intrigued by that because it helped people overcome their illnesses, their sicknesses at the time. So I was very fascinated by that in that period of time. Fast forward, I did the 9-month program for the pharmacy technician program they had at Southern Career Institutes, got certified within that on the level here in Texas and the national level here in the US. And then that began the journey of me working at Walgreens Pharmacy from about 2018 to 2022. Now, here's where what I'm currently doing now to this very day really started to kick in. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, fast forward to 2020, the pandemic happened. The whole world shut down. We were all on lockdown at one point, playing around with our thoughts and trying to explore our mind a little bit. And then something dawned on me. Like, don't get me wrong, Dr. Nassif, I enjoyed working as Walgreens as a pharmacy technician, but when COVID happened, that kind of changed. It took the joy out of me working in the pharmacy because, you know, you had the mask mandates, you had the vaccine that you had to get just to kind of keep your job and all that. And I felt like I was being forced against my will. And that's where the joy kind of went away and stuff. So then I thought to myself, as I was noticing while I was working in the pharmacy, right, that everyone who was coming there was either unhappy, they were not feeling the best, or they just simply didn't feel like being there, because you can't blame them, because they're going back and forth between doctor's offices, hospitals, you know, dealing with their insurances just so they can cover certain medications that are super expensive, the whole nine yards. And then I thought to myself one day during the height of the pandemic, whatever happened to natural holistic practices, whatever happened to natural remedies, like using things like honey and garlic, like they used to do back in the day to kind of heal all illnesses and all pre-existing conditions and stuff like that. And what just happened to just taking care of ourselves? You know, my dad always told me the importance of exercise, eating right, and getting adequate amount of sleep. My mom did well, but it was more so my dad than my mom, more so than anything. But that, all of those things together, it kind of led me on this path, Dr. Nassif, to just take matters into my own hands and be like, you know what? I'm going to go on this journey alone, and I'm going to heal as many people as I can as far as reminding people of the natural holistic practices. Now, don't get me wrong. conventional medicine, doctors, nurses, pharmacy technicians, pharmacists, they all come in handy in critical moments, do or die situations. So I want to clarify that to your listeners and to your audience. I am not dissing doctors, nurses, pharmacists, or pharmacy technicians at all, because I used to work with them on a regular basis. But at the same time, let's give them a little bit of a break, because they go through enough as it is, and it's overwhelming enough as it is with their profession as self. So my point is, if you have like something like a cold or like a sore throat or something, try a natural holistic remedy to get over it before you go rushing to doctor's offices and stuff like that. That's my only thing. Have a little bit of a balance between conventional medicine and natural holistic practices, 50-50, because that's practiced all around the world, ironically enough, except the US, because of, you know, big pharmaceutical companies wanting to profit off of, you know, medications, all that kind of stuff, and insurance companies seeking handshakes behind back doors, all that kind of stuff. But that's a whole nother story. But back to what led me on my journey is that 2021, I decided to create Health, Fitness, Wealth Business, because I wanted to show people that health is wealth, and we stay focused on, you know, chasing, you know, the next paycheck, the next job, the next form of success, but we neglect ourselves in the process, and we forget to take care of ourselves, which starts this repetitive cycle of being stuck in the world of big pharma, being stuck in the world of going back and forth between those doctors' offices and insurance companies, all that stuff. So from there, I started Health, Fitness, Wealth Business in about April 2021. This was kind of the back end of me working at Walgreens. It started off as a side hustle, and then it grew into, you know, what I was doing full time to this very day. It literally started with, ironically enough, a dollar and a vision. It started with the idea of, you know, putting in the work to creating my own form of wealth, not just in the sense of money, but in the sense of time and information, utilizing those things to, of course, create abundance in everything else, being health, wealth, and knowledge of self, which are the three main themes of Health, Fitness, Wealth Business Incorporated. It started with that vision and, of course, a website. Then from there, I was thinking, how can I not only get the brand and the business and the company out there, but at the same time, how could I get my message across, you know, beginning stage of that? That's where the podcast came in, the HFWB podcast series, you know, where the theme of that is simply information is the new money. I got that idea and that concept in a way from the great Robert Kiyosaki, because he's right to a certain degree, because the more, but I took it and added my own little twist to it, because the more informed and educated you are, the more you'll be able to utilize those resources around you, being the information and the knowledge and the time, most importantly, to where you can generate abundance of not only money, but better health, better overall habits of just, you know, thinking more clearly, breathing more clearly, eating right, you know, moving a lot better, hydrating yourself a lot more, and at the same time, just getting that adequate amount of sleep that gives you the energy to keep going on a regular basis. So that was kind of the theme of the podcast, me talking about that. Then it transitioned into, you know what, I want to hear other people's perspective on how I feel about those certain topics. And then that added the storytelling element to where I'm having guest after guest after guest to this very day. Then I decided to take it a step further. I was like, what? How can I tell my story a little bit more and get my message across in more broader details and welcome people into my world? That's where the author in me came together, to where I wrote my first book here called What's Wealth Without Work, which is available on Amazon at this very moment. And that kind of explains the concept of what I just mentioned, Dr. Nassif, just putting in the work and making things work out to your advantage, and just telling the origin stories of how health started for the most part. And then from there, that's where, you know, taking matters into my own hands can became more complete, to where I decided to transition from being a pharmacy technician into being a personal trainer, getting certified as a personal trainer, and basically creating my own holistic fitness program to help provide comprehensive health solutions, to where we can build healthier habits and help people people evolve from a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual standpoint. So that right there is kind of like a nutshell of currently where I'm at to this very moment. You know, of course, just being the personal trainer, as you mentioned, being a self-published author, writing now 4 books to this very day, and overall, just, you know, still doing my podcast and all that stuff.
That's wonderful. And thank you so much, Clifton, for sharing that very, very diverse experience with that starting right. from a very, very young age. When you mentioned that you had breathing problems, because I can relate to that because I had breathing problems too. I had severe acute asthma and I had sleep apnea. So I had all those things. So I know mm-hmm. how much painful that is. And then yeah. with that, you know, like having playing in the fields, doing like physical works constantly and transitioning to that from a very, very disciplined path of choice of what you want to do, being motivated by your mom and dad, and then choosing either career field of nursing or kinesiology, and then gathering a lot of diverse work experience right. in many, many places. You know, like a look searching for vocational trade school and ultimately like working in the pharmacy sector. And I know like you have a very, very well rich of experience, which actually led you and motivated you to found your own company when you saw when COVID hit and you had those firsthand experiences. Right. And then like having all those experiences gathering together, thinking of the benefit of the general public and ultimately authoring 4 books, which is a huge achievement. And I congratulate you, Clifton, on that. And my experiences, I know like my listeners will be very motivated by hearing your story. And I thank you so much for sharing about the Health, Fitness, Wealth, Business podcast. I'll be definitely providing a link to your podcast in the description or in the episode notes where my audience can go and listen to that. And I'll share like yes. they'll get some very, very good advice. Yeah.
Thank you.
I would like to know a bit more about your organization later on, but I wanted okay. to like ask you a question. Like you mentioned that all your wealth of experience led you to know or learn or, you know, act on like holistic approach. So can you kindly share with me like how, for the benefit of the listeners, like how to establish like healthier habits with an holistic approach?
How to establish healthier habits with a holistic approach. It's just the best way I can describe it is just, you know, taking control of what is yours, which is your health and your overall well-being, because nobody is going to do that but yourself. And at the same time, just creating like your own healing revolution within yourself. And what I mean by healing revolution is that you got to get out of that victim mentality and become the victor. You got to realize that at the end of the day, you can be your own doctor to a certain degree. And what I mean by that is that you have the ability to know what's going on within your body before you go running to, you know, the doctor for a little bit more assistance by just doing a little bit more research on what you feel like may be going on to a certain degree, to where it's like you take matters into your own hands, to where it goes back to what I mentioned earlier as far as giving the doctors and the nurses and the pharmacists and the pharmacy technicians a little bit of a break. Unless it's a life or death situation, then that's where they come in without question. But it's just taking matters into just getting back into the 6 foundational principles that I mentioned, as far as just, you know, knowing, you know, moving a little bit more. Like, for example, you can do things as simple as just going for a walk around your neighborhood, for example, as far as for like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, because they say walking is man's best medicine. That's the most simple, easiest way you can get started in just the movement aspect. You don't got to go to a gym and go all out and, you know, work out with weights. Now, you can do that, of course, just for, you know, for strength training and, you know, cardio training, resistance training, all of that. All that's going to come in handy when you get older, without question. But if you're looking for like the simplest, most effective way to get started and you don't have time to do that in a particular moment, I would suggest start walking. And then at the same time, build yourself a little bit of a home gym if you have to, and just learn the importance of just basic foundational principles as far as like the primal pattern movements of, you know, all pushing motions, pulley motions, you know, hinge motions, the rotation motions, you know, your lunges, your squats, starting off with those little basic foundational principles of the movement aspect. That's a good starting point as far as just taking care of the movement aspects. You know, we got to focus on, you know, increasing our thought patterns a little bit more, hence the thinking. We got to put more positive thoughts into our mind that, like, for instance, you know, positive affirmations, for example, I can do it, I will do it, I must do it. That's something I like to tell myself and tell all of my clients all the time. And then we got to get back to the power of our breathing, because most people don't realize this, Dr. Nassif, and I'm sure you're very familiar with this yourself, is that during the height of COVID, a lot of people don't realize one of the main symptoms of COVID is basically shortness of breath. So people forgot about the importance of how to breathe properly. And most people don't realize that that's where majority of our energy comes from, is the power of the breath. I mean, yes, it comes from movement. Yes, it comes from nutrition. And yes, food is medicine. Medicine is food, all of those things without question. But here's a good example. You try holding your breath for 5 minutes and see if you're not going to be energized after that. That's pretty much lets you know the importance of breathing within itself. So we have to get back to the importance of just focusing on our breathing, engaging our belly button, drawing it into the spine. That way we can engage our core, be opening up our diaphragm, opening up the multifidus, the pelvic floor, and our transverse abdominis, which is basically our foundational core and the foundation of movement within itself. So that kind of all ties together. Just, I always like to tell my clients, you know, 3 second inhale through the nose, hold the breath for 3 seconds, and then exhale slowly for 3 seconds. You know, practice that 3-3-3 method and get that embedded as far as just, you know, practice that, you know, like first 5 minutes when you wake up, kind of like a little bit of a meditation, but not necessarily that, but just nice, tall, upright, sitting down or laying down in your bed, doing that exact method. That way you could be in tune not only with your breath, but be in tune with everything that's going on within you internally. That way you can be able to conquer everything around you externally. And, you know, that's the movement, that's the breathing and the thinking. And of course, I'm touched on the nutrition. You know, we got to get back to, you know, eating of the rainbow, as they say. We got to get back to putting a lot more fruits and vegetables within our body, mixed in with a little bit of protein, mixed in with a little bit of carbohydrates, which are technically fruits and vegetables because that's the body's preferred source of energy. And at the same time, it helps open up our chakra systems that we have within our body, which are the energy systems that each body system has, starting with, of course, the root chakra, your lower body, your sacral chakra being like the system, urinary system, all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, the solar plexus chakra dealing with, you know, your digestion, the heart chakra dealing with your heart, your throat chakra dealing with your throat, the third eye chakra dealing with your pineal gland within your brain, and your crown chakra without question. And each of those chakras represents a different color. Of course, root being red, sacral being orange, solar being yellow, heart being green, throat being blue, third eye being purple, and then, of course, the crown chakra being like a violet color, vice versa.
Right.
Food that taps into each of those chakras. For example, I had a personal training client who was having thyroid problems. I usually tell people this all the time. They had thyroid issues. And I told her, the reason why you're having thyroid issues is because your throat chakra is aligned, which is why I recommend her to incorporate blueberries more into her diet, hence blueberries, tapping into the throat chakra, which is blue. And once she started doing that, the thyroid issues, it was still there, but it wasn't as persistent as it was before when she started working with me. So that's a good example of how nutrition could play a factor in healing yourself from within, because activating those energy centers within each chakra that we all have within our body. And it pains, I hate it when people say that chakras is like some form of like witchcraft or something like that, because I just smile and laugh, because it's like, I don't know if you realize, but your body is made up of energy. That's what we are. So if you're saying that the chakras are witchcraft, then you might as well just say your whole entire body is witchcraft, which obviously that doesn't make any sense at all. So that kind of cancels out theory. But then tie all that together, you know, the movement, the breathing, the thinking, and nutrition. And then, of course, we are made up of water, which is about 60% of us, which is why it's very, very important to drink at least a minimum a liter of water a day, if not half a gallon to a gallon a day. That way we can nourish our body, cleanse our system out, detox ourselves a little bit more. And then most important thing, getting an adequate amount of sleep. That way we can, of course, reset our circadian rhythm and all that stuff, because most people don't realize the ideal time, and I know it's not realistic because of the world we live in, we should be trying to go to bed between 10:30. We should be in bed by at least 10:30. That way, because from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., basically our body is going through the physical repairs that is needed to, of course, function on a regular basis. And then from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., that's where the mental work is being done, which most people understand that, which could be a whole episode within itself about how the circadian rhythm is makes you become more effective. My point is that all kind of ties together as far as the basic foundational principles on how you can heal yourself with from within and develop natural, healthier habits with a holistic approach. It's just focusing on the foundational principles of breathing, thinking, movement, nutrition, hydration, and sleep. It's kind of like balancing out the yin and yang factor of the energy, you know, the power of, you know, duality. You can't have one without the other.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Clifton, for sharing those very, very helpful tips, nutrition facts, and the dietary lifestyle, and also all the types of exercises that is kind of like very easy to do. Even someone can do that in the home. They don't need to go anywhere. And I really, really appreciate sharing those tips and suggestions, Clifton, with my audience. And also, I just, at this point of time, I just wanted to mention that, is there any way like my audience can reach out to you for any questions or suggestions, or, you know, even if you'd like to know about your organizations, if you have any kind of email or any contact information, I would love to share that with my audience. Thank you.
Oh, yes, for sure. They can definitely contact. I'm on all social media platforms. I'm on Facebook. You can search me by my name, of course, Clifton Pope. You can search my Facebook, my business page for Health, Fitness, Wealth, Business on Facebook, exactly how it's said, all lowercase. They can find me on Instagram. Of course, they can find me at all lowercase C Pope, my first initial of my first name, my last name, Pope underscore 44. You can find me, of course, on TikTok, where I usually like to deliver like a bunch of motivational messages, etc., and the speaker that I am, at Health F, the word health, the letter F, the word wealth, the letter B, dot CP. You could also find me on my website, which is basically being under maintenance, but will be up very soon. Once again, healthfitnesswealthbusiness.com/CP. Of course, I'm on YouTube, where you can find my podcast videos, my nutritional videos, my motivational videos. Again, that's at Health Fitness Wealth Business, and that's one S on the business. So one Wealth Business 8726. That's my YouTube channel. I'm on Rumble now at CPHFWB44. And as far as email address you were alluding to, Dr. Nassif, they can email me directly, all lowercase, at cpope, C-P-O-P-E, .cp@gmail.com. They can also give me a call directly, 361-765-4760, if they have any questions, thoughts, or concerns on how they can, of course, continue to evolve from a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual standpoint. We could set up a free consultation. That way we can work out something, because my personal training programs, not only in person, it is offered virtually. So anywhere across the world, if they want to train with me, just send them my way. We can definitely work something out. And please, and you could also check out my podcast, the HFWB podcast series, which is on YouTube, it's on Rumble, it's on Apple and Spotify podcasts. And I also have another podcast that I forgot to mention that I have with my co-host, who's also in the same realm as me, with her being a local Brazilian jiu-jitsu MMA specialist and at the same time in tune with, of course, the holistic approach like I am. Her name is Kim Avalos. We share the Organic Combat podcast, which is also on Spotify and YouTube as well. So I would love for your audience to definitely check those things out. And again, definitely check out all four books that I have on Amazon.com, being from What's Wealth Without Work. And then, of course, my second book, A Dollar and a Vision, which is, of course, the follow-up to What's Wealth Without Work. And within that, it's people always like to say dollar and a dream. I like to say a vision, because it starts with what you see to believe within front of yourself. And then once you see that, you're able to cash in on the opportunity that's in front of you, hence a dollar and a vision. And then I'm having my poetry book out called End Times, What Is Your Revelation, talking about the seven deadly sins, from pride, lust, envy, greed, sloth, gluttony, all of those things, and how we can overcome all of those to be a better version of ourselves through the power of spoken words and poetry. And then all that together, you could also get my fourth book that I've released, which I actually have here. I just released this in October of last year. It's called Consistency with a Sense of Urgency. This is available on Amazon right now. And again, this is basically the trilogy of my self-help personal development book, as far as to What's Wealth Without Work and A Dollar and a Vision. And the theme behind that is, whatever your skill, gift, or talent, and what makes you your own version of yourself, we have to utilize those things, stay committed to the process that we're on, to continue to grow through what you go through, learn from your mistakes by finding ways to improve every single day. That way we can continue to evolve from a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual standpoint. That way we can remain as prosperous as possible and create so much abundance and health, wealth, and knowledge of self, and just remaining consistent with it, you know, as far as never giving up, you know, because there are times where, you know, the chaos, turmoil, and uncertainty will come. But at the same time, you know, we got to find opportunities within the difficulties. We got to find opportunities within the challenges. We got to find, you know, opportunities within the trials and tribulations. And we just got to overcome those obstacles. We're all going to hit that wall eventually within the process, but it's just a matter of, you're going to let that wall stop you, or you're just going to run through that wall, get back up, dust yourself off, and just keep on going as you roll up your sleeve. And again, just continue to put in the work and create your own wealth through the work. So that's the theme of Consistency with a Sense of Urgency. This is my latest book, which you can get also on Amazon.com. And it's like, we got to stay as focused, driven, and empowered as possible. I know you can probably not see this because of the lighting, but it's all about, again, health, wealth, and knowledge of self. So you can, of course, buy those books as well. I truly would appreciate if your audience, whoever may be listening, wherever they may be, however they be may be listening, to definitely purchase all four of those books that I just mentioned. I would truly appreciate it. That way they can not only dive into my world a little bit, but get a better understanding of where I'm coming from and why I am doing the work that I'm doing and why I'm on the journey that I am on as far as following my path on what I'm meant to do in this world before I leave it, just like everybody else.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Clifton, for sharing a bit about your books. And I just wanted to let the audience of the Active Action Podcast know that in our Active Action Podcast website, we do have a personalized webpage for each of our guest speakers. So Clifton Pope is going to have his own webpage in our website as well, which will be live after I upload this episode. So in that webpage, you will have all the links to his social handles and information. If you want to connect with Clifton and where you can buy those books, where those are available. So those information would be there. So I really hope like you go to the webpage and seek out more and buy his books for your own personal benefit and development, health and personal as well. So Clifton, I just wanted to, you mentioned about dollar and a vision. And by the way, I'm also want to appreciate of you giving us being time in this podcast. I know like you're a very busy person, but you mentioned about a dollar and a vision. So I just wanted to ask you that, what do you think, like how to save and invest and build off money and time with a dollar and a vision approach that you just mentioned?
How to save and how to invest and how to build. It really just starts with just, you know, developing a sense of, you know, it starts with security first and foremost. And that kind of goes back into, you know, tapping into that root chakra, for example, because you could tell yourself these affirmations while you're meditating, tapping into your root chakra. You could tell yourself these three things: I am safe, I am secure, and I belong to the world. And that right there is the building blocks right there on how you can apply that concept from a mental aspect to where you can create financial security. Because when it comes down, that's the reason why a lot of people are really struggling at times, you know, with their finances, is because their root chakra is all out of alignment, which has to deal with safety, which has to deal with security, you know, security of their job, security of their home, security of their money, all of those things. But once you get your root chakra aligned, that will allow you the opportunity to not only develop better principles on how you can save your money. Here's a good example on how you can get started on saving your money. This is what I personally like to practice to this very day. My mission is try to save at least $5 a day, if not every other day. Mm-hmm. Start off with something simple as that. Like say if you start off by saving $5 a day, we have 7 days in a week, if I'm not mistaken. That's $35 right there a week that you can be saving. We have 4 weeks in a month. So 35 times four, you basically, if you really wanted to, you could save $140 a month by just saving $5 a day. That's the saving aspect of it. And then once you get into the habit of doing that, you can invest that money into, for instance, whatever you feel comfortable with, whether it's, you know, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, whatever you feel will give you the passive income necessary to where you can watch it grow throughout the course of time. Like, for example, I have my own investment portfolio of stocks. You know, mm-hmm. I personally invested in things like obviously all the technology stocks, because technology isn't going anywhere, from Apple, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Nike, because that's a very popular sports apparel, all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. I'm personally invested in Bitcoin and Ethereum, just a couple of investment examples mm-hmm. that people tap into, because that's the people's money. That's the digital mm-hmm. currency is also known as the people's money, because you got three kinds of money. You got God's money, which is gold and silver. You got, you know, your fiat currency, which is basically the government money. And then you got the people's money, which is Bitcoin and Ethereum. Which is why it's always recommended to have at least a little bit of those three not to mention I do have a couple of silver coins myself. So getting a little bit of God's money, gold and silver, getting a little bit of fiat money, being your regular average currency, and getting a little bit of Bitcoin, that will allow you enough to have investments to where you can build something out of nothing. Because say to invest to build, it's a marathon kind of game. It's not necessarily a sprint. It's something you want to have down the road just in case all else fails. So that's where the save to invest to build concept comes from, which kind of fueled that second book that I wrote, as you mentioned, A Dollar and a Vision.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Clifton, for sharing that with us. And so my question, and that would be probably like maybe the last question for this episode, but my question to you is, I know like to do, you know, to follow all the rules of health, to do the personal development aspects, and also like to have the business acumen and to invest on yourself, it is very important for someone to know their self. So right. From all your experience, Clifton, what suggestion would you like to share with my audience that what does it take to know a person or to know yourself?
What it takes for someone to really like know themselves, it varies at times, Dr. Nasif, but it also comes down to just, you know, again, like what are you good at that no one else is good at? No one else is good at. What is it that you bring to the table to where you could bring together like a full course meal, so to say? And it just comes back to like, again, what are your skills? What are your gifts? And what are your talents? Because that is what makes everybody in this world their own unique person. Nobody can do what you do better than you. And at the same time, it just factoring all those things and just being able to just tell your story in the best possible way you can by just not being afraid to express yourself and just speaking truth to power more so than anything. Because when you're powered by the truth, that alone will allow you to grow through what you go through. And that will allow you to, of course, know yourself to the best of your abilities and just never stop learning. That's the key to really knowing yourself, is always remain a student of life. We can be a student in school, and anybody can do that, but it takes a very special, unique individual to be a student of life. And that's where a lot of people fail at, you know, because we don't have all the answers. We don't have all the questions to all those answers. So my suggestion for anyone who wants to really know themselves, look at the world as a library and gather as much information and resources that you feel will benefit you within your journey, within the path that you're on. That way you can make a difference. That way you can make an impact in your own way for the world to see. And not only just do it for yourself, do it for the people who love you, support you, and care about you the most. That will add fuel to the fire as far as just knowing yourself, because I tell people this all the time. It's like, we got to remember the famous Michael Jackson song, A Man in the Mirror. If you want to make the world a better place, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and make that change. You got to be in tune with the star player that is within yourself. That's you. I mean, you are your own star in your own way. And once you discover that, that is when you know, not only know yourself and figure out who you truly are and why you're here in this world to begin with, but at the same time, it allows you to understand your worth, your values. You begin to discover your own perspective based on, again, the information and resources that you gather within being a student of life. So it's just looking at yourself in the mirror, realizing that it's on you to make that change and taking care of yourself, taking care of your home, taking care of the community that you live in. Because how are you going to change the world when you can't even take care of your own house and your own wealth?
For sure. For sure. Thank you. Thank you so much, Clifton, for sharing those very words of wisdom. Unfortunately, like, our time in this episode has come to an end, but I really wish you the best of luck for all your endeavors. And I really urge my audience to go into the webpage. We'll put a link on that in the description and get all the information about Clifton Pope and his foundation, the Health Fitness Wealth Business Incorporated, and check out all the 4 books that Clifton Pope has authored. If you have any questions or if you want to know more, please feel free to reach out to Clifton through the email and also all the social media channels. Clifton, thank you so much for giving your valuable time to us morning on this very fine day. And I hope that we'll be able to chat soon.
Yes. And thank you for just taking time to allow me to share my story and deliver an empowering, uplifting, and inspiring message to your audience and to your listeners all across the world. And like your podcast says, remember to just stay active and take action, because it's all on you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Clifton, for being with us today. So for my audience, take care, everyone. This is me, Dr. Nazif, and Clifton Pope signing out. Thank you, everyone.
Stay healthy, wealthy, blessed, y'all. Peace.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. For more episodes and updates, head over to activeactionpodcast.com. Until next time, keep smiling, stay inspired, and keep making your mark. This is the Active Action Podcast, signing off.